I propose we worship the mud dauber. The female in particular seems worthy. She carries mud in her jaws to make her nest, one mouthful at a time, setting up in a crevice or a corner, one egg, one chamber, one egg, one chamber. It's better to keep them apart, as larvae don't know the difference between food and a brother or a sister. They aren't wicked, just young and hungry. She has pirate wasps to battle. They want her young to feed their own offspring, and she does this alone, drinking flower nectar to keep herself going. Let's just try and see what happens when we raise up this winged thing who will hover by your feet without attacking. Covered with dense golden hair and sometimes described as singing while she works, all she wants is bits of damp dirt. She has a slender thorax and two thin sets of wings to carry her and her earth. She is exactly strong enough for what she needs to do. She doesn't burn or proclaim or fill your head with visions as she hunts crab spiders and orb weavers and black widows. Yes, let's ask her to pray for us as she stings a black widow, brings it to its knees, and sets off to feed her children, singing as she holds up the world.